Amen. Two couple good songs there, wasn't it? I love them old hymns, especially about the blood of Jesus. Good morning. Wow, Palm Sunday. Do you love the... Yeah, thank you. Man mistake, sorry. The flower thingies. Awesome, isn't it beautiful? A little palm there. Was that Miss Arlene? Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. You blessed me this week twice. Miss Arlene called me early one morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning. No, it was about 7. I was on the way to work, and she calls me and says, "You got to listen to this David Jeremiah message for today." And I was like, okay. And I got a 40-minute ride to work, so I found the website and hooked it up on my car and listened to it. Wow. Thank you, ma'am, for doing that. What a blessing. What an awesome minister, right? I mean, just, and he was talking about the propitiation and everything that was going, you know, I'd been talking about a little bit, but he broke it down really great. And I learned some things from that too, so thank you. It's a big fancy word, right? It was great though. And then I think Pete talked about it a little bit at the Brotherhood meeting on Tuesday, and so it was like God was working, you know, and years and years ago, I went through a study guide called Experiencing Gods. Anybody went through that? It's a great study guide. It's been around for a long, long time. And one of the things, I remember a lot of things out of it. One of them was just, if you try to notice where God's working, you know, and where God's moving, and just jump in and get involved in it, you know. And it kind of reminds me of here, man. God's really working at Pauline Baptist, isn't he? Things are going. We got visitors and people joining the church. Alan and Debbie, man, we appreciate you guys. Right? Let's get my hand again. Sorry, might be embarrassing, but I'm glad you're here for sure, and you guys are visiting, you know, please fill out a little form like Derry said, we'll be glad to, good things are happening too, so that's awesome. So let's go ahead on Palm Sunday. So we're just going to visit a very familiar scripture, and we're going to study the word a little bit here, and then we're going to eat and fellowship and have a good day. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time, and thank you, Lord, for everyone behind the scenes that makes everything happen here at Pauline Baptist, Lord. I love them and love what you're doing here and the excitement that's in the air and things that's going on. And Lord, we just lift up Vacation Bible School for you. I know that's down the road a little bit, but it's been on my heart lately, and we just want to see a lot of families restored and saved and children ministered to. So just as you put that on my heart this morning, we'll pray for that. And pray for all the ones out there that's sick and suffering and got all kinds of crazy diseases and problems going on. And Lord, we just lift them up now. You know them all. We lift them up, plead the blood of Jesus over them, and ask the Lord that you'd minister to them. And you minister to the families that's involved. Pray for me, Lord, and I'll be able to share this today like you put it on my heart. That it won't be me trying to do something entertaining or whatever, but it'll be the Word of God. Lord, you speak to us, teach me, teach us what you put together, and we just praise you and honor you and lift up your name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to be out of Matthew. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 11. I think Derry has it on the screen. He has it back there too. That's kind of cool. So I could just read it. I'd be lost. Anyway, Father, we love you and we thank you for this time. It's a time of celebration. So Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 11. I'm going to read it. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, I had to look that one up, how to say it, Bethphage, on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? And the crowds answered back, saying, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And say, Amen? Amen. I read a funny story this week, and so I really want to share it with you. I think you'd be blessed by it. It says, a little boy missed out on church one Palm Sunday. His mother stayed home to watch over him. When his dad came home, there he was, sick on the couch. When he noticed his dad come in with this huge palm branch in his hand, he was curious. And the little kid asked, Dad, what's up with the palm branch? And his dad said, Well, son, it's Palm Sunday. And you see, when Jesus came into town, everybody waved these palm branches to honor him. So at church today, we all got palm branches. And the little boy seemed puzzled and upset because he had missed this celebration. And he said, Just my luck, Dad. The one Sunday I miss is the Sunday that Jesus showed up at church. I could see Eli saying that, you know. Right? That is cute to me. I think that's so precious, you know. That's funny, you know, they see a kid's idea, you know, and their understanding of Jesus and Palm Sunday and how that goes. And it is a day of celebration, a day of victory. You know, we sing these songs, Victory in Jesus and the Blood and the Old Rugged Cross and all those great songs. Palm Sunday is also about some other things. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about this morning. In a way, it's kind of like having a birthday. You know, it's kind of an odd way to look at it. It's like having a birthday, and you know that you're getting older, especially once you get to that certain age. You know, and every birthday knows in the back of your mind, deep down in your heart, you know you're getting a little bit closer to checking out. Sorry if you're over 40, you know, it's over 50. But you do. You start getting that little feeling. And really, you think about it, Jesus may have had the same feeling. As he was traveling down that road, going to Jerusalem, he knew it was a day of celebration. But deep down in his heart, he knew that he had this impending knowledge, didn't he? He knew that in just a few days, he was going to lay down his life. He was going to suffer. And Palm Sunday may have been a little bittersweet for our Lord. And yes, this is Palm Sunday for Pauline Baptist. And it is a day that we celebrate Jesus, Hosanna in the highest. We celebrate his triumphal entrance into the city. We will worship him today. And we will study his word. And we will eat and fellowship with each other. It's Palm Sunday. When you look at the word Hosanna, most of us have heard this and been preached about the definition of Hosanna. It's kind of evolved over the years into this celebratory word. You know, this, we're going to celebrate and exalt the name of Jesus. But back in the day, that word Hosanna really meant save now. It meant save us now. It's like the the Jewish folks, the children of God was recognizing for the first time who Jesus really was. They were saying, "Oh, this is our King. It's Hosanna. Save us now." They were looking for Him. They were looking for Him to bring His mighty army right then, to come set up and conquer and get rid of these crazy Romans and set up His kingdom right then. That's what they were thinking. They were expecting. In their mind, they were saying, "Oh, He's finally here." And so they were saying, "Hosanna, save us now. Save us now." And clearly the Word teaches, Jesus said, His kingdom is not of this world. And that's not necessarily what Jesus' plan was at that time. You see, they were finally accepting it. Right at that little moment, that little glimpse in church history, just that little time, the Jewish folks were sort of recognizing Jesus as the King. You see, the Jews didn't understand what Christ had to offer. At that time, they really didn't understand what He had to offer. You see, they had been delivered, right, in the Old Testament. They had been delivered before. They had been saved time and time again. God had saved them. They were delivered out of slavery, out of Egypt, under the leadership of Moses and the power of God. They were delivered out of exile and slavery by men and women of God, like Esther, Nehemiah, and Ezra. They had experienced this radical rescue all through the Old Testament, this salvation they were delivered. But my friends, Jesus Christ would bring to the Jews and to the world and the Gentiles the salvation like never before. A salvation that is highest in the order. Hosanna. Like never before. They had been rescued from hard labor. They had been rescued from obsession, being oppressed by their enemies. And see, Jesus was coming to free us from the enemy of our souls. Jesus was coming to bring us salvation for our souls. Jesus was called the first and the last. He was called the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. He is the beginning and the end. Jesus says to him who is thirsty, that's what Jesus said. He says, "He who is thirsty, He said, I will give him living water, and he will thirst no more." Amen? This is the salvation that Jesus was bringing in that day. The salvation of the highest. The Jews had no idea. They didn't know that when they were proclaiming, with those palm branches waving, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, salvation to the highest." They were preaching the gospel of Jesus. Palm Sunday was that glimmering moment, as we said, when they were recognizing, just for a minute, the Anointed One, the King of the Jews. As He rode in and they laid those garments on the road in front of Him and they waved those palm branches in His honor, laying them on the ground. You see, guys, at that time there were thousands of Jews from all over the region were in Jerusalem during that time celebrating the Passover feast. Many of them had heard about Jesus. And there was a lot of commotion going on. And so they gathered together to go see. They wanted to see who this Jesus was. They wanted to see for themselves. But it was more than a celebration. As we've been studying the whole time in the Lord's Prayer, it was a proclamation. They were waving these palm branches as a proclamation. They were offering a peace offering, better known as the wave offering. Okay, why the wave? Why the waving of the branches? Because it was a tradition. See, I'm just going to read this little right here. It says, "The wave of the tradition started with Moses and the Israelites as a peace offering before God. Blood was sprinkled upon the sides of the altar. Offerings were made and waved before God. They were consumed by the priests as a symbol of God's acceptance and celebrated the covering of sin, the forgiveness by God, and the restoration of a right relationship with Him. We've been talking about that for 5 weeks. And therefore, it was celebrated. It was celebrated because of the right relationship with God. The relationship now was restored. There was reconciliation. See, it was no coincidence. The Jews were giving a wave offering. They were celebrating a new life. And Jesus was offering a new life. The contemporary form of maybe wave offerings might be sometimes when men and women in a corporate fellowship of worship like this may lift your hands. I've noticed that some of you guys lift your hands during certain songs of worship. That's perfectly fine. Sometimes during worship songs, it touches our heart, doesn't it? It moves us in our spirit and it touches our heart. And sometimes we feel like we want to surrender ourselves. And in the act of surrender, it's just raising the hands. It's a universal, you know, sign of surrender. So sometimes when the Lord is really moving in a service and we hear a song and it really touches our heart, sometimes we will raise that hand as an offering. As an offering, a wave offering of surrendering to God. The Jews waved their branches on Palm Sunday in celebration. So little did they know. Little did they know that as they worshiped, they were making a wave offering to the Father. The reconciliation of God's people. Little did they know that the Creator of the world, Lord Jesus Himself, just a few days later, would become their sin. He would die in their place. He would defeat death, hell, and the grave. He would rise again on the third day to life, giving us eternal life in Him. They didn't know that on Palm Sunday, that in a few days, these folks who were praising Him with palms, just in a few days, they would be cursing Him. They would be spitting at Him. They would be insulting Him with hateful words just a few days later. But see, on that day, they didn't know. On that day, they didn't know. They didn't understand. It was all about the celebration. See, we're not much different than they are. There's a lot that we don't understand. Isn't that right? The more that we think that we understand, the less that we really do. The Bible even says that, you know, we see through this glass, you know, we can't see things clearly. But one thing that they did understand is the need to celebrate Jesus. To celebrate Him. To honor Him. And today that's what we're going to do, is honor and celebrate Jesus. And Hosanna and salvation in the highest. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come. That's what it's all about today, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And let us celebrate Him. It's Palm Sunday. The day of celebration. This is the day that the Jews recognized who Jesus really was for that small time. He is the King of the Jews, the Messiah, the King of the world. Amen? All right, let's close in prayer. We'll get ready to celebrate. Father, I pray and I thank You, Lord, for the folks that come out this morning to hear Your word. Lord, if there's one here today that does not know you as their personal Savior, I pray, God, that they would come down and talk to me or get with me after service. I'll be glad to talk with them. Or if there's one here that would like to join our church and be a part of our fellowship, or let them make that decision today, maybe. Lord, as we go into our fellowship together, let's remember to exalt your name and praise your name and lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, you said where your name is lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And everything we do, Lord, is for you. In Jesus' name, amen.